Welcome back to Copper Country Today, and we are in the season of county fairs. In fact, Ontonagon County Fair is taking place this weekend, and coming up in about a month is the Hone County Fair. So right now here in the middle is a great time in Baraga County. They have their Baraga County Fair taking place July 31st through the August 2nd. So it's coming up this next weekend. And I got a chance to finally go to this fair a couple of years ago. Loved it. Just really sort of my scene. I love the country county flavor of the fair, with a lot going on, but yet you can also stroll around and take your time and enjoy it. So coming into this, on this program is Melissa Trito, who is going to talk all about the fair with us today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this has got to be a time, you've got to be pretty busy right now, still putting the finishing touches on this.
I have about 20 pages of notes.
So it's coming up. What makes Baraga County Fair, you know, the success that it is year in and year out?
I think it's the diversity of what we have. We have something for the seniors. We have something for animal lovers. We have something for the kids. We have something for the men to do. We have demonstrations, cooking demonstrations going on Saturday. So if the women want to come to that, that's a major thing. Lots of entertainment, lots of things to do.
Now, the fair that we have here in Houghton County, there certainly is that sort of that country flavor to a lot of it. But then a lot of people go there, and they go over there for the big rides and the flip up upside down and stuff like that. So it's a big draw for the kids. As I mentioned in a previous program, I'm closer to 60 than I am to 20 now. I kind of get drawn more towards the simpler pleasures, the enjoyment of the county fair itself, as opposed to having to be whipped around at 80 miles an hour. Baraga County Fair had that, and it was something that's where I really enjoyed about going. Talk about the different events and exhibits that you have there.
Okay, Friday starts out with our Senior Days program. We have entertainment. We have a little program for the adults. We also have an ATV challenge for those that want to participate. I have the number to call. Nathan and Jen Stockton take care of the mud bog, the demo derby, the off-road derby, and the ATV challenge. Their number is 353-7839 if you want to get involved in any of that bump and grind stuff. That's where you go. We also have a baked goods auction that night. We auction off the baked goods that people exhibit. Our Fair Queen crowning is Friday night, and we have what's called the Baraga County's Got Talent Show at 8 o'clock. It's sponsored by Lawrence Family Dental, and we ask people to come in with any kind of talent and showcase it. There's monetary prizes, and there's trophies for the best people in the talent show.
Is there any pre-registration for that?
Yes, it would be nice if you could call me at 353-6718 so that we can put you on for that day. Saturday starts out with a breakfast by Baraga County 4-H. We have an open horse show, and I love the horsey people. They're on all weekend. If you're into horses, come down and see us, because we've got lots of horse shows going on all weekend. We have a small animal barn. I want to tell everybody, this year you're going to see chicken pictures.
Right.
There will be no live fowl this year at the fair, and I don't think they're going to have it at home.
No, it was actually banned throughout the state for the year, and it's unfortunate with the avian flu scare, and you call it kind of a scare because there hasn't been much of actual flu cases found in birds in Michigan so far. There was a couple of wild geese, but you notice here, all of our egg prices went up just because there was kind of a scare. No county fairs or have any live poultry at all. Nice pictures.
That's right. And of course, we'll have rabbits. New this year, we're going to have alpacas and llamas, and are also going to have a show with them on Saturday at 7:30. Of course, we've got the chicken barbecue by the Pelkey Fire Department on Saturday. We're doing a lot of cooking demonstrations that day. We're lucky enough to have Joe Schutte, the K Kiwanabe Ojibwa Community College culinary arts instructor coming that day in the afternoon. We've got two magic shows this year for the kids, one at 12:30 and one at 5 o'clock. That's free to the kids. They're going to get a little magic prize if they come to the magic show. We also have the bounce houses going on. We have pony rides going on all day long. We're also going to have a kids in the kitchen cooking demonstration at 4 o'clock. There's a chili cook-off and bread bake-off at 4:30. We're having a pie eating contest, watermelon eating contest. There is entertainment all weekend. There's going to be two concerts on Saturday night by Kathy Bolton. One by Kathy Bolton, the other by Greenstone. And we're also going to have fireworks by Morin Fireworks.
Oh, that ought to be great.
Sunday starts out with a French toast breakfast. We're going to have a sunrise church service, food concessions, bounce house, the petting zoo. The small animal barn, again, will be open. They're having a demolition derby. Make sure you get your cars ready, guys. Come and watch the smash-ups and the... And then later after that will be the off-road event. They enjoy that, too. We're going to have more entertainment by Dave Morehouse and Daryl Syria in the afternoon. So it's a full weekend. We're planning lots of events, and we hope you can attend.
Now, are you a horse person?
No.
Yeah. You ever ridden a horse?
Once.
Yeah.
That was enough.
That's myself. I only ridden a horse once when I was a kid. Yeah. I did. My wife's big into horse riding herself, but
we have a regular horse show that's on Friday. There's another horse show on Saturday, and then the open horse show is on Sunday, and I believe that starts at 10 o'clock. The fun horse show.
And it looked like people were riding horses throughout the whole time, really.
Yes.
If you like to watch, you know, people ride horses and they do their little jumps and prance and look
yep.
great, and you know, so it's ongoing entertainment. If you want to sit and watch, and you know, of course, kids love it. They love
yep.
to see the horses up close. We have some neighbors in a street behind us that have a pair of horses, and it's always nice to see them out. So I don't know if they take part in these shows or not, but you know, my kid goes crazy whenever the horses come down the street.
There's also a special pony pull at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And there is a horse pull with the big draft horses at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So they're having a livestock auction. They're also having, I think they're going to have a hog auction. I'm not sure if we have sheep this year or not. So that happens on Saturday. Make sure you come and see all the big animals on Saturday in the hall there. The only other thing that is going on that I know of that's maybe of interest to everybody, come on down, enjoy the food, which we all have our favorites, but we have everything from snow cones, cotton candy, hot dogs, the usual concessions. I'm sorry we don't have fried Twinkies, but that's just something I couldn't find anybody to do. So if somebody out there wants to have a vending space for fried Twinkies, you let me know.
That's too bad. We're going to get the Michigan Tech students out there during their winter carnival. They fried Snickers bars, you know, all those sort of sweets. They even had a grilled Reese's where they took bread and Nutella and peanut butter and made a grilled Reese's mm-hmm. sandwich out of it. So, yeah, those things can be kind of fun. Yeah,
that sounds interesting. If somebody let me know if they want to come and have a vendor spot, we have spots open yet. So,
and the chicken barbecue when you want to really eat some great food for the Pelkey Fire Department. I'm glad that they do that, and I'm sure it's a big draw.
Yes, it is. Also on Saturday is the Keweenaw Bay Indian Community Trout Pond for kids. Gene Mensch comes out with a big pond. They fill with water. They fill it with trout so the kids can do their fishing. They have somebody there that fillets them for them. And it's lots of fun for the kids. And it's free. A lot of the stuff that we have on Saturday for the kids is free. So.
But they won't let me try the fish pond. I want to catch my first fish in 25 years. But, you know, for some reason, I'm too old.
Oh, no. You can always come at 2 o'clock on Saturday for the pie eating contest. Or if you like watermelon, we have a watermelon eating contest at 6:30 on Saturday.
So definitely food takes a center stage here. And then you have the chili cook-off and the bread bake-off. We got a fry bread demonstration as well. Lots of food things.
If lots you like of food things.
Yeah.
Yep.
You definitely get into that. One of the things I liked, and I got to come to the fair during this time, and that wasn't to say I belong there, but it just happened to be the time I was there, was your senior day program that you have on the first Friday there. Because, you know, you have the 3-hour block there where you know, it's open to everybody, but you have the seniors that come and, get to sit, and the Country Drifters are playing, I saw on your schedule. Yep. This year during that time. It really is a lot of fun. I love the pace of it, as I had mentioned. And even though I was, there working with the news, I had to sit down and just enjoy myself. I mean, to hear the old country music playing, and you're on the fairgrounds, and the horses are going, it's really a fun time.
And we have a little luncheon that we provide. We have gifts, a drawing for gifts that we have for the seniors that day. Home Health Care and Hospice is coming to do a blood pressure check that day. So there'll be lots going on for that. There's a little dance floor there. So if you're so inclined and you like the Country Drifters, you can certainly come and do some dancing with us.
Oh, yeah, sure. Now, the pageant that you have later on in the evening, do you know how many contestants you have for that yet?
Right now, we have 2.
Okay.
And we are in the search for some more. Any girl that's in high school or just graduated, if you could give me a call, we'd be happy to have you, put you on the schedule. There's an interview session with the girls. There's some kind of a talent portion of it, which is, I mean, if you just want to sit and read something and or make a speech or show us what crafts you do or whatever talent you have, that's part of the competition. And then the crowning is Friday night.
Okay. Yeah, definitely want more than two, choose a start.
Yes.
Anyways, but definitely there are plenty of lovely ladies in Baraga County in that age range that can take part in this. So and I know from having a chance to talk with pageant winners again with my job, it's a great feeling, and I've never seen anybody win when there's only been 2 contestants, but if regardless of how many there are, the feeling of being crowned and being the queen for the county fair for that year, you'll never forget that.
That's right. And we were hoped that there would be more, but somebody's going to get first, somebody's going to get second, somebody's going to get Miss Congeniality. So.
Right. And there's still plenty of time. So, you don't want to put it off anymore, but hey, here's your call to get involved with that. Talking with Melissa Trito, and we're going over the Baraga County Fair, which takes place Friday, July 31st, August 1st, and August 2nd. Now, a lot of the great things going on here. And as I'm looking at the posters, I'm going to point out here, as I said when Melissa handed me the poster, I said, your poster is drawn with pencil. And she explained it to me why that is. Tell me again.
Yes, it is a contest for the kids, and they get a $25 prize for the best poster that we decide on from the Baraga County Fair, and they also have it on the next program for the next year. So anybody that's artistic, or even if you just want to draw something, that's one of the contests that we have during the fair.
Yeah. The picture here, who's the winner? It's drawn by
Ethan Grantz.
Grantz. Okay, yep. Ethan Grantz drew the picture this year, and he's got a nice drawing of the Welcome to the Baraga County Fair 2015 gate there. And that's a horse, and so that's got to be the
that's the horse arena.
Yeah, yep. Okay. What else do we have there?
We have a little car here, so I'm sure that he's talking either the demolition derby or the off-road. We have some of the rides here that we have. So it was the ride with the horses and the pony ride. And then we have the building that we have the performance, hall building.
Yep.
The other part of this is welcome to the Barrett County Fair. And it's the signs that we have all over the fairgrounds that day.
Now, do you have other rides besides the pony rides?
We have the bounce house. The man comes with so the kids can jump around and jump in all the bounce house things. We have slides in there, and I've actually never been in there myself, but the kids tell me it's lots of fun. Last year we had Donnie Dowd that came and brought his teepees and set them up on the fairgrounds so you could go and talk to him and get some pictures with the teepees. This year, I'm hoping that he's coming back. He talked about coming back and bringing his teepees back again, so we have that part of the fair going on. There's too much to mention.
Yeah, there is a whole lot. What about admission?
Admission is $10 for the weekend for adults and $6 for children.
Okay.
There is daily admission, but come on down for 3 days. It's well worth the money.
And a little extra for ride tickets?
Yes, it is. It's extra for the tickets. I don't know how much they'll be this year. Right. I have not talked to him how much it'll be.
And all that's fine because it's not free to put on a county fair. It takes some money to be able to put this on. So, coming out and supporting it, whether you're, living in Berger County or in the area surrounding it. I mean, I know you get a lot of people from Houghton County who come down there. To come down and, support the county fair and, buy that weekend pass. Enjoy all the different events that you have going on. I also loved your craft building too. Your vendor building with all the crafts and stuff.
Exhibit hall has crafters. It has vendors. It has demonstrations. That's where our cooking demonstrations are going to be in the exhibit hall. Some of the other things that I can mention, we have a special award for the Homemaker of the Year. The one that has the most blue ribbons in the fair in certain categories. She gets Homemaker of the Year. We have Master Gardener Award. That's the one with the most gardening entries in floral and horticulture, fruits and vegetables. We have a Junior Master Gardener Award this year. And they are getting trophies and floral hanging baskets that were donated from Kiwanis Greenhouse this year. So that's also included. For anybody that needs a schedule, and of course everybody nowadays has a computer or a smartphone, it's BergerCountyFair.com, all put together, Berger County Fair, spell out county, C-O-U-N-T-Y, and it's BergerCountyFair.com. They can go on there, they can download the book, they can download the schedule, and everything's online.
Does the Berger County 4-H take part in the fair? Do you see them coming out sometimes?
Yes, we have a new leader this year. Gwen Apker took it over. There's some controversy as to whether they're going to still be there next year because there's a problem with them, with their office in Launce. But Gwen is going to be there. I know that she's going to have a booth there. So she went from like 3 or 4 kids in 4-H, and she's built it up now to, I think, over 25.
Oh, so good. Yeah, I've talked recently with people from 4-H, and they were definitely seeing growth in that. After, like you said, it sort of was starting to taper off, and now getting people to get back involved and get interested in it because it is such a good program. And we see them up here at the Houghton County Fair as well. And I'm seeing them at the Berger County Fair, so it's just good to see whenever they're active and things that they do. All right, I'm looking at now the Mud Bog Demo Derby. Now, if you're not a horse person, are you a car person?
Yes and no.
I have a very old, rusting out and dying Cadillac, and somebody has said, that It would probably make a good demolition derby car. It's probably got one good demolition derby in it before it doesn't really work anymore. But the other carriage has got plenty of rust. It's a very proud UP car, lots of rust on it, but a very sturdily built car. It would probably hold its own in a demo derby, not against some of these trucks, but it would do pretty good. Somebody said I should sell it as a demo derby car, and I would probably get more money for it than I would if I was selling it as a road car.
Then I'm just the person to talk to, since I'm married to the junk man who buys cars.
Oh, really?
Bob, my husband, and his grandson are actually right now working on three cars for the off-road and the demo derby. So, yeah, it's fun. It's lots of fun to watch. It's fun to participate in. I have to say that I've only been around the track because I wanted them to have a powder puff. So far, I haven't talked anybody else into going around it. But it's hills and valleys and up and down on the off-road. It's lots of fun. I took my truck in it on the track last year. I did not go in the derby itself, but I've never been in the demo derby, but it looks like lots of fun.
Oh, they definitely get kind of wild here. The mud bog. See, these are, help me with your poster here. So the mud bog is one thing. The demo derby is the second. So the mud bog races are Saturday, August 1st.
Yes.
And you got races starting at 1 p.m. You can register up to 2 hours ahead of time, pay a little fee and get involved in that. And that does not sound like a race my Cadillac would do well in. Looks like you want to be better prepared for that.
I would need a ladder myself to get in some of those mud bog trucks because they are jacked up with humongous wheels.
Kids love it, though. They do love seeing those things.
And I was trying to get a group of people together just to do something in that mud bog, but, nobody's up for a wet T-shirt contest so far or anything. But, even tug of war would be lots of fun.
I didn't know you folks were that crazy over there in Berrigan County.
Of course we are.
And then the demo derby is Sunday, August 2nd. And I love the tagline here. It says, minivans are welcome. Who doesn't want to see a minivan get smashed up? Heat start at 5 o'clock. Inspection and registration are from 11 to 1. When I've talked to people who put on fairs, they always want to downplay the demo derby because they know everybody's going to come to it. But they're like, yeah, but we've got other things besides cars getting smashed up. I imagine this is, one of the highlights of the fair.
One of the highlights of the fair. Yes, it is. And last year was our first year of the off-road derby. It was sponsored by the Ojibwa Casino. This year, the Ojibwa Casino sponsored it again. So the off-road is a track that is, again, has hills and valleys and bumps.
and more bumps.
And I know I was out there last night and they had a bulldozer and making more bumps. So they're having lots of fun with that. The guys really enjoy it. We've had just wonderful response from the people that do it. There's people that have donated their time and equipment to make that happen. I hope you can come to see it because it's interesting.
Are tickets available ahead of time or do you buy them when you get there?
Tickets are available when you get there. As you come in, like Houghton County, there's a little wooden shack, if you will, and you can purchase tickets when you come in.
Okay. And so $10 for the whole weekend. You can buy daily passes if you'd like, but you're going to miss out on 2/3 of all the fun because it runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you're very much encouraged to come out every day. Every day is going to have new things. You're not going to see the same fair twice. With all the different performances, the music performances, the food varieties, the shows, the races that are going on, and then, of course, perusing the craft and exhibit and vendor hall, and then, boy, the horse shows. A lot going on. So more than what we could probably really go into every bit of detail here. So you're invited to go to BaragaCountyFair.com. You'll get a full schedule there. Find out when everything's going on so you don't miss your favorite events. Buy your tickets when you get there as well. Now, if you need more information, you give out a phone number. Who do you call?
You can call me at 353-6718. That's my home number, and that's the best place to get me.
Terrific. All right, Melissa Trito has been my guest on this segment of Copper Country Today, talking about the Baraga County Fair. Melissa, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.